Sometimes love convinces us that people can change. I'm your host, Natasha Kay, and you're listening to Micro Musings. I'm a writer and digital creator sharing my poetry with the world. Let's dive in. I'm going to be so real with y'all. This is part two to Prefrontal Cortex. It's about the same person and was written roughly around the same time when I foolishly believed that I was actually over the situation. And I didn't really want to put this out, but my refusal to look at it any longer won, so it's for y'all to keep. Everything in this poem was very intentional. There are no filler lines. Some parts are inspired by conversations with the person themselves, others from a prompt, and some therapy breakthroughs. Side note, therapy is a great tool to heal, and if you're opposed, think of it as an objective person listening to your rants. That's what I do. Love my friends down and the community that we built, but I can't go to them about them. They're biased, duh. Anyways, back to the topic at hand. The only reason that this is actually coming out today is because it works so well with one of my homework assignments, communication major things. Basically, I had to record video content telling a story, and what better way to promote and motivate myself to make content than by incorporating it into my coursework. So, without further ado, here's Dear Newest Delusion. Dear Newest Delusion, sweet talk me into loving you. Tell me that you'll catch me if I fall for you, knowing you'll discard me once you get what you want, and I'll forgive you no matter the cost. My innocence, my sanity, the world, my naivety. Laugh me into forgetting about the tears. Kiss the scars you left me to heal. Then cut me deeper with words like daggers. My darling backstabber, I'll call out for you as you walk away, leaving me to bleed out, gasping for air as I wonder how much time I wasted on your potential, seeing all you could be and not what's in front of me. I truly am my own worst enemy, because rose-colored glasses only led to resentment and hatred for myself because you told me how this ends, but I foolishly believed my love could prevent the untimely demise of our relationship. To read more of my poems, visit my website by clicking the link in the show notes below or visit bynatashakay.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to share it. And if you enjoyed the podcast overall, leave a 5-star rating. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss a single episode. All support is greatly appreciated. With love, always, Natasha.